गए हैं जमाने के गम प्यार में ढल गए हैं उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं उम्मीदों के लाखों दिए जल गए हैं कि जब से तुम्हें मेहरबान पा लिया है
तुम्हें पाके हमने जहाँ पा लिया है तुम्हें पाके हमने
वहीं से मेरी गर्दिशें थम गई हैं
न बिछड़ेंगे हम कारवां पा लिया है तुम्हें पाके हमने जहां पा लिया है
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Can you hear me now? Yes, great. Thank you.
Did you finish that?
So that is looking at the two sisters in the front, Gina. Gina and Irene, and seeing that you are my good friends. And so Gina may come not so often, but you know how to smile now. You've understood Baba. And those who've learned how to smile, then there's no difficulties in front of them. And the ones who has difficulties, which has the difficulties, you become one who removes the difficulties of others. And so there are no difficulties in front of us. And so when you come into company of others, they also feel there's no difficulties. And so today Baba said that those who remain in super sensuous joy, that super sensuous joy, who remains in that awareness? Those who have the real happiness, that happiness which is unlimited, and who is the one who gives that happiness that no bodily being can give? He gives so much happiness, and he makes us the one who removes the sorrow. So you become the ones who remove the sorrow of others also. By becoming the bestower of peace, you help others remove their sorrow. So the peace, when it comes within the self, it's like automatic. That supersensuous joy which comes when you have any eruptions of the sensuous joy and of the senses, then the sorrow which comes. And so through the mind, then we things come in front of us which cause that difficulties, and we have sorrow. So that happiness we may have of a long time, but through the mind and through the senses, the sorrow is experienced, and so that happiness may be there, but we're accumulating the sorrow because of being affected. So be the ones who conquer the mind and the senses and keep them in your order, in your control. To do such actions that there's benefit for everyone. And so make the senses very calm and accumulate the power of yoga. So to speak things which are wrong or which are dishonored, it's best not to say anything at all. You need that strength to speak truthfully. So rather than having that greed and wanting money, it's best not to have money in the first place. So it's like not to feel hungry and not to be hungry. So those who are not greedy, those who don't have any slightest form of greediness, they never feel hungry, they never want anything. But by wanting money and earning it dishonestly, you accumulate it, but there's that sin there, but there's no fruit there because it's earned in the wrong way. If you've accumulated things in the right way, then you have dal and rotli, the simple things, but you will remain happy. And so this is why Baba has taught us to remain simple. And so how much praise we can sing of Baba by remaining honest and remaining simple, that's all we need to do. And then you remain always happy. So Baba used to say to Shil Dadi that that will you be like Queen Elizabeth? She said, no, I won't. What's the point of becoming a queen? And so she was like very royal. And so she used to be very loving. And Baba used to have a lot of love for her and see her in that vision. But Shil Dadi would say, what would I be, a queen here? I don't want that. But to have so much intoxication, to remain simple and honest, that's all. And even now I heard it was the Queen's birthday and many people are celebrating, and it's been my birthday, the 90th, and people have been celebrating my birthday, but who has the more happiness? So who's more happy, Daddy or the Queen? She may be the Queen of England, which is amazing. And so she's 80 years old, but who's happier? Who's the more happier? And so Baba says that these souls invoke them and give the message to these souls. So she's saying to Trishag, I don't know what you're doing in terms of media, but give the message, invoke them and say, are you happy? Or are we happy? Let them see the happiness that we have. That is saying, she's like to see someone who's so intoxicated and reveal to souls out there what is happiness. to show them what happiness is. It's not a form of arrogance, though. That happiness, there's no arrogance. It's because you've actually gained victory over your arrogance. That's why you're happy. If you have arrogance, there's no happiness. And so when there's an arrogance and ego, then happiness can't stay. It can't sit. By sitting in God's home, you can't mix honesty and dishonesty. There's no mixture whatsoever. It's either one or the other. So in happiness there's that honesty. If there's honesty, that you're simple, and by being simple you become sample. So you become a sample in the way you live. And one lady said to Daddy, "What effort can I make?" And so Daddy said, "Just become a sample, that's it." When others see you, it's like your service, your renunciation, your face. That people say, "How can you remain? How is it possible to remain so happy?" There may be many papers which comes in front of you, but you don't get disheartened in any way. So to be a sample. It's to glorify the Father's name. Some may be, so there are many which are worthy. There are many which might have five children, and the parents' head will get a headache. But here in Baba's house, that, you know, we're all here, and still everyone's okay. So Baba says that, who are my children? Those who are honest and who follow in a straight line, who are following straight, not like that they don't show any mischievousness of going one way or another way, but just straight. It's like Baba doesn't need to look for that one. Where is that one gone? So some forget in such a way that as though they don't even know who the Father is. And so Baba has searched and searched and found you. And what do? We forget, we lose ourselves in such a way that the Father has to search for us again. And so this is why Baba says, come in front of me. Come in front of me and sit and see who am I sat in front of. Have that awareness. So this is a great fortune. It's a great fortune when I feel who am I sat in front of. So there's so much happiness in that. Just this one thing that I keep, that who am I sat in front of. So there's so much happiness in this. Sit in front of the Father. There is so much happiness, and your attention does not go anywhere. And then what happens? The Father's attention goes on me. So God's attention comes on me. If you sit straight in front of Baba, sometimes you sit in one place or another place. And so in this, those who don't have the understanding can't be a real sample. Sit in front, sit straight. So who am I actually in front of? By sitting in front, when Baba is sharing, the heart is feeling, it's touching the heart. There are many things which is trying to make us forget. And so she's saying, Derek, she's seeing Derek, and saying, Derek, if you can come and sit near the front. And so Daddy saw you and saying, it's nice if you can come in front. So she was remembering Derek. So Derek, if you can sit near the front. So sitting in front. And so what Baba would say, so when you see Baba's room in Madhuban, so she's saying, fix your seat. There's a lot of happiness in that. And so Baba used to say in Madhuban to Daddy, sit next to me, sit in front, no, sit at the side. And that sort of happiness, I experience that now, and that's what happens now in Madhuban. And so you may have seen these pictures of Baba and Daddy Ji on one side and Daddy on the other. And so I shared with someone, what is my medicine? You know that when I had this heart problem, I can't remember how many years ago, so I'd forgotten, but what I took, so it was one time I couldn't tie Rakhi. I used to tie every year tie Rakhi to many, and so the sitting room, which was in Global House, before Diamond House was constructed, I saw that picture. I could feel sitting in front of Baba. And so I couldn't even hold the Rakhi to tie the Rakhi. I couldn't even hold the Rakhi to tie the Rakhi at this one particular time. But by seeing this picture, I could feel Baba and sitting near Baba. And so the ones who are in front of Baba, they become like the father. By being in front, at the side, they remain in front. Baba gives that power. By sitting in front, you learn. You learn. By sitting in the side, you gain the sakash, the light and might. So there is actually so much significance in this, and if you don't understand that significance, that pull, that this is fortune. And so sit in front, sit at the side. So who does the father say that to? Baba says, the teaching of today, those who are honest and who just go straight. And so I shared this story at one time. Baba once said, you know, I sat in front of Baba at one time. And so there's another story before that. One time I was in Delhi. And I went from Delhi to Jaipur. We never used to get the mullis in our hands then. They used to be post. The post would arrive 15 days later. But I would always have a mulli in my hand. And so at this time, I didn't have the mulli. I didn't realize it would take me 3-4 days to go from one place to another. So I went from Bharpur to Jaipur, and then I had a ticket to go from Jaipur to Delhi. But I had the pull to go to Madhuban because I haven't actually had the mulli or had the mulli. I didn't have any money in my hands. And so I said to the station master, can you give me a ticket to go to Abu? I really want to go. And so the station master said, I will give you the ticket, you go. And I went to Madhuban. Baba sat me next to me on his seat and shared the 3 days mulli. 3 days mulli, one after another, sat next to Baba. Baba, I have come to you. I haven't heard the mulli for 3 days, and Baba says, it's good you come, and Daddy said that I asked the ticket master, and so Baba said, give the money to the ticket master for that ticket. And so Baba said this, Baba said that, and so about an hour and a half, Baba just shared and shared. Baba gave so much love. And Baba would read the mulli, share the mulli. And so at that time, when Baba met me, at that time, that power which I experienced, it's today, it's still with me. It still enabled me to move on. And then I went to Delhi after that, and then the station master, I gave thanks to him, and so he said, why did you give me the money? I gave him some money, and then I said, you know, I had that desire to go, and you fulfilled that. And so many, many times I would have that pull from Pune to Bombay. I used to make food by Baba and travel from Pune to Mumbai, and just to listen to Baba, just to listen to the Muli. And so even through tapes, Baba would send the tapes to Dadi, because Dadi had that love. So that happiness, so I'm invoking that, you know, that souls do this. Some would say, some don't like, are not able to come to class. And so, you know, many come by one means or another. They would come because they're invoked. They feel that pull to come. There's this one brother in London. I can't remember his name at the moment. He used to call him Lakshmi Narayan. He used to come, she can't remember the name. And so the brother would say, I can't come on time. And so that is say, I would phone you to wake you up. And so just ring, and then I will know it is Daddy's phone. And so I would phone, and he would come to class. And this was a soul who was one of the first ones to take knowledge in Tennyson Road. Then it was Shashi Ben from Greenford, and she would bring a car load to Tennyson Road for class. And so then the class was small, and then Tennyson Road, Daddy went last night, and where she met the brothers, and so much happiness. It was brilliant last night. And so be the ones intoxicated. Those who see the forehead and intoxicated, who can see Baba through the eyes and keep Baba in their eyes. So everything, Baba's forehead is so beautiful. You can experience the light. And even the camera people, that is remembering, even in the camera, it's like on the forehead, they could see the light. And so they were shocked as well, seeing this. And so that is saying, when Shri Baba came into Brahma Baba, and so Baba at that time would say, I don't know who's saying this, who's sharing, and it's the power of Shri Baba. Baba saying it is Brahma Baba saying it was at me looking, but Shri Baba. At that time he was the father of just a few children, but now through Shri Baba coming through Brahma Baba, it's like father of all. So where can I sit everybody? So Shri Baba would sit everyone in the eyes. I am like the star. The Supreme Being would say, you are a star. And so in Baba's forehead, there would be two, Brahma Baba, the soul of Brahma, and then Shiv Baba. So we didn't know before where the soul was, whether it was in the heart or in the head. And so we knew that the soul was not in the heart, but in the head. And so why? Because it's the controlling power from the head to the toes. The control you only have in one place. So would it be in the heart, in the head, in the legs? Where would it be? The heart will move, the feet will move, but the controlling power, the controlling box is in the forehead. That experience of being bodiless takes place there. The awareness of Baba is also there. In the forehead, and the eyes move, and when you see Baba's eye, you forget everything else. So when the soul is seeing everywhere, the soul is seeing everything. So when you're seeing outside with your physical eyes, you're just seeing what's happening on the outside, the past, etc. So learn to see the self. If you don't see the self, you don't see the Father. And so if you don't see the self, you don't see the Father, you don't see the accumulation of your defects and sins, and you're not able to destroy that. Why? Because this is actual time to finish this. We are given the power at this time. It's the same time. Everything is happening at one time to destroy the sins, accumulate your good actions. So accumulate your actions. And so there should be that much remembrance. One is I, the soul, and the Father is the Father of all souls. So the Father of all souls is also that soul is the child of who's a Krishna soul, and that soul also gave power to the Christ soul who became the one who established the religion. And so it's that one Father who does everything. And so within myself, within the soul, but the soul within, go within. Be introverted. Check the self. The soul checks the self. 100%. Do I have that 100% purity that was before? Feel that purity, and then all the dirt, all the washing is taking place at the same time. Through cleanliness, there's that honesty, that truth that you was. We are imperishable and eternal. But what happened? That honesty has gone. We are imperishable, eternal. The soul doesn't die, but the soul leaves the body and also gains another body. But the honesty, the life within the soul, because that honesty isn't there, there's no bliss, experience of bliss. So if we don't have that life, that experience of the honesty, there's no bliss. So the virtues, we are the ones who are becoming virtuous through honesty. Whatever the Father shares is truthful. At one time, experience that truth. When the soul accepts that truth, let the heart experience that truth. And so in a few more lists, so within the soul, there's the heart. Because the heart is accepting. Within the soul, there's the heart. The heart, because the soul is accepting that the soul is truthful. So within that, the falsehood has entered, and so that's truth which was before has gone. So it's, and so now is the time to donate through that truth. So when you're donating, that work which takes place is of truth. And so even before, Baba used to say, Baba used to never feel sorry of those who would be like beggars. Sometimes, you know, there were people who on purposely beg things, you know, oh, please give me this. They'd also encourage their children to do that. They don't want rotis, they want money. And so Baba said, you know, test them by give them chapatis, give them rotis. But even if you give them chapatis, they'll even sell them for money. So then they will have cigarettes, alcohol. So Baba never used to feel sorry for those who used to beg. They used to do it on purpose. And so Baba says, come and wash the dishes and things. They would never want to do anything. They just want to stay as beggars. And so should we give money to these souls this time? And Baba did explain to us also, so it's like have that, so we're that direct connection of the Supreme, and he gives us that inheritance for 21 births, but they don't take anything in return. What will Baba do with the money? What will Shiva Baba do? What will Brahma Baba do with the money? Brahma Baba never took any money in his hands, no notes, no coins in his life when he became Brahma Baba. But to use it in a worthwhile way, through the mind, through the body, through connections, so let things be used in a worthwhile way. And because this is that time, so within that there's a lot of benefit, there's that fruit there. So within bhakti, there's that feelings. And that is saying those who have really done effort with their bones, with honesty, whatever effort they've done within their heart, they have so much love and there's so much happiness they've experienced. And even in bhakti, they would say Ram, Ram and leave their body. But now we are living with Ram, with God, and then we'll leave our body with that happiness. And why? Because He's with us. It's not that we have to look above and say Ishwar God. And so these sweet, sweet words, that in 1965, when I was in that state of when I thought I was leaving my body, how many years has it been? This is from 65 till now. And so the doctors would say, you know, what do you want? But Daddy would say, I just want Baba. I just want to listen to the Muli, and that's it. And so Baba was in Madhuban, and Didi and many others were sat in front of Baba. Baba's face was pale. Didi said, are you okay? Are you okay? And Baba said, I'm drinking the pain of Daddy. The pain, I'm drinking that. And Daddy was just, wherever she was just so much in peace and calm. And she was listening to this. And so Baba recorded this and sent this tape to Daddy. And so no one would say that, you know, don't leave. So I will not just leave my body by remembering God, but I'll also encourage others to remember Baba and then leave their body as well. So through our good karma, through our good actions, and so every moment, and even in the latest mullis, and so it's like the more aged we become, the more healthier we become, less disease. Whatever illness we have, and I said to Mama, will all illnesses always come to us? Everybody's had one form of illness or another, and Mama said that Mama said to Daddy that if you know what illness is, you're able to have respect for others and also help others who are going through their illness as well. Because you've got the experience, you can help others. And so it's really not a big thing. It doesn't matter if you don't have wealth, if your health isn't okay, it doesn't matter, but you're okay. You're okay? It's not that I don't have money. Okay, if you don't have money, do actions, get money, cook for 10 people, and feed others. If you don't cook and you said, you know, that you've eaten from other people, no, cook yourself, eat yourself. And so with that love, eat in happiness. First is to cook, feed others, and then feed yourself. This is what Brahma Baba taught us, and I saw that. And so once all the children had finished eating, then Baba would eat. Baba would never eat before. Baba would never eat before. Baba would always say, no, let the children. Once all the children have finished eating, then Baba would eat. Everyone was okay. Baba would ask that. If maybe the dal would finish, then, you know, was about to finish, they would leave it for Baba. But Baba would say, why are you keeping it for me? No, give it to the children. So the service of the yagya said in Jiyasi, be, like Baba said, be honest, be straight. And so five things should be within the self. There are five Pandavas in the scriptures and five things. So it should be in each one of us. One is Arjun. So through God, you know, just listening to God. And so I used to sing about Arjun, that the bhavna, whatever God would share to listen to that, whatever question would happen, would emerge in the mind, God would answer that. And so all the significance, all the beauty, God would share that to Arjun. Hey Arjun, hey my child, hey this. And so God would share that. And so, oh God, I thank you. I now understand. You are the one from Kalpago. You are this. And so, oh, I understand this. I understand this. Manman above, remember me. Okay, I understand. Connect your intellect with me. Yes, I understand. And then Bhim, the one who protects the yagya. So much attention for the yagya through Brahma Baba, helped protect the yagya, shared through the mouth, but before that created the yagya. So who's the one who gives birth and then has a house? It should be the house. It should be the house, then have children. And so to surrender the self, Baba liked the word Vani, which was like wife. So Baba, Shibhavame Brahma Baba, the wife, created the home, the yagya, and then the children. So who's the one who will look after the yagya? It's the Brahmins. No warriors, those who worry what to do, how to do, no. And so even the Vaishya who are also thinking, but no, Brahmins, who are the mouth-born progeny, and so then Brahma Bhojan will be made the food of the yagya. And so there shouldn't be, that they're not like queues, but no, only those who are Brahmins will eat the food of the yagya. Not that will feed thousands and millions, but no, it's the Brahmins who make the food and who feed them. And so you shouldn't sort of say, you know, I don't understand this, but no, it's to be a Brahmin, it's through your activities, through your behavior, you can tell how much effort you're making. That's the service. And so be Arjun, the protector, and then Nukul, the one who copies Baba. Very easy. How Baba does it, you do that. To copy, there's no problem. There's nothing wrong with copying the father. So copy in every way. Baba will make you pass. You pass in that. And then Sadev, the one who always cooperative, wherever you are, wherever there's a need, you are there. It's not like it's my duty. No, just give cooperation. You shouldn't say, it's this one's duty, why don't they do it? No, don't say that. Don't, you know, these words, whose words are these? But whatever the service is, you're there, then Sadev, the one who becomes a deity soul. So it's always present in service. And the face would always be cheerful and say, yes, I will do. And then Yudhishthira, fifth one, Dharmaraj. Yudhishthira is Dharmaraj, truth, the one who establishes the righteousness, the righteous kingdom. The truth. And so there's that, that we have in the kingdom. And so it's the Father which is creating this through honesty. And so Baba is making me worthy to claim this kingdom through honesty, through truth. And so she's seen one brother and asked how long you've been doing service. And so, and Daddy say, always remain happy. I couldn't catch the name of the person. So when she used to see Derek, she'd see Derek doing the mopping and cleaning. And so he's done so much service from the day this building took place. So many are like this, Satya. And so Daddy says that she'd like to see people in class. You may do service, but who are, and oh, he's such a good child. And to not to be in class, Daddy doesn't like that. She feels it. So is it okay, Derek? It's okay if she says that? She knows you don't take things personally, because she says she got such a good heart, such a good example. So the ones who does the night duty, Baba is with them all night. And so I've done it myself, so I know that. During the day, you may do whatever service, but at night time, those who do the duty, the amount of remembrance, because they're the protectors at the of the yajna at that time. They're like the protectors. So nobody can come, nobody can do anything at that time. So how much power is experienced? And so if Baba gives that much power, and then the fruit of the service, so through remembrance you receive the power. And so I know it's the time. So through remembrance there's that power, and the sins are destroyed, and accumulation is there. So through that fruit we receive the service. All of you are receiving so much. Om Shanti.
नहीं सबकी बीच में।